Hello and greetings. This is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant with thebrycogroup.com and thetechaccountant.com. And this week I wanted to kind of follow up on a previous story regarding the IRS and refunds for this filing season, this being the 2011 filing season. And I know a lot of taxpayers were kind of angry because their refunds are being delayed. And if you've probably been following along with either our blog or some of the other financial and tax blogs and news wires around, you probably have heard that the reason that the majority of these refunds and returns are being delayed by the IRS is because they are trying to ensure that there is no fraud or any types of scams that are occurring. Well, what's funny about that is just earlier this week, the IRS notified us being the tax preparers and tax professionals, of a scam that is it's a phony refund scam abusing popular college tax credits, and they're focusing on senior citizens, working families, and church members. And basically what this scam does is it claims that these fraudulent tax preparers can obtain refunds for victims for basically a non-existent stimulus payment, and it's in regards to the American Opportunity Tax Credit. So what I wanted to let you know is there are basically about 9 things you need to focus on to ensure that you don't get caught up in any types of these scams. And basically those 9 things are for fictitious claims for refunds or rebates based on false statements of entitlement to tax credits, unfamiliar for-profit tax services selling refund and credit schemes to memberships of local churches, internet solicitations that direct individuals to toll-free numbers and then solicit social security numbers, homemade flyers and brochures implying credits or refunds are available without proof of eligibility, offers of free money with no documentation required, promises of refunds for low income, no document tax returns, claims of expired economic recovery credit program or for economic stimulus payments, and finally, unsolicited offers to prepare a return and split the refund, and unfamiliar return preparation firms outside of your normal business area soliciting you. So these are basically 9 things that you want to look out for in regards to this type of scam that's targeting low-income individuals and individuals of churches and working families. So if you want more updates regarding this, please feel free to stop by our blog, thetechaccountant.com, for tips and insight regarding tax information, technology, small business information, and the like. And also, please feel free to comment about anything you do see on the blog, because we'd love to hear from you. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant, signing off, wishing you a happy filing season. Have a good day.